And welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson. We just got done interviewing Michael Hargadon. That's H-A-R-G-A-D-O-N. And we really got into the issues there and the different dynamics of what's going on. I wanted to make sure that we mentioned his website, HargadonForUSCongress.com. That's H-A-R-G-A-D-O-N for USCongress.com. Again, H-A-R-G-A-D-O-N, Hargadon for USCongress.com. And a contact number is 443-977-4401. That's 443-977-4401. Running in Maryland's 7th District, as you mentioned, he is one of four candidates, along with Rich Matthews, Peter James, and Collins Bailey, in four out of eight of Maryland's congressional districts running for Congress in the general election, pretty much on the Ron Paul philosophy. So it's a very interesting development. I've chronicled it in the pages of American Free Press, and I'm sure it'll appear there again in some way, shape, or form in the near future, as will other races where congressional candidates and candidates for other office have been inspired by Dr. Paul to run. And when I cover for AFP the September 2nd Campaign for Liberty and the Rally for the Republic in Minneapolis, I will be asking around about this issue and reporting it in American Free Press and on this show. So a lot of candidates and would-be candidates, no doubt, are coming or will come forward to try and reclaim this country at the local, state, and national level. That's certainly one of the heartening developments, as I've said many times, of Paul's campaign. Yet, there are statements that I get, articles, feedback, all those sorts of things in my overfilled email that are certainly very thought-provoking. And as I mentioned a while ago, I wanted to share something today. I couldn't absolutely confirm the authorship of this. Its byline is Silent Majorities by Stephen Fournier, F-O-U-R-N-I-E-R, who, as I read this, appears to be a congressional candidate. And I didn't have time to authenticate it. It's probably authentic. It certainly is a thought-provoking, moderate-length article. And I'd like to share it because it segues into some things I've been talking about on this show from time to time, and it sort of brings it all together. Just as Ron Paul is bringing people together from different viewpoints to ward off the spy state and cut back on government eavesdropping, things of that nature, this is an article that is sort of emotional but also informational piece that kind of paints the picture of our dilemma very well. And so I'd like to share it today. And here it is, Silent Majorities by Stephen Fournier, an apparent congressional candidate. And it says, and I'll probably read it in its entirety. I'll get started if a break comes up, and I'll continue after the break. It begins as follows. Our descent as a nation into a pit of violence and lawlessness suggests to many of us that Americans are unmoved by the most atrocious instances of inhumanity and injustice. Are we, as our media suggests, a people who crave exhibitions of violence? How is it that our casinos are humming, even as our schools turn out illiterates? That we wage war against some of the poorest, humblest populations on earth, and then shun all news about the resulting bloodshed? When our leaders say everything is on the table, including atomic bombs, what is it that keeps us from flooding the streets in protest?
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
And welcome back to When Worlds Collide. The trials and tribulations of live radio can be a little tricky. I think I might have kind of read into the music in that last one. I will have a little more time now during this next segment to continue reading what I think is a very thought-provoking article, Silent Majorities by Stephen Fournier, who I believe is a congressional candidate. This is just something I just got, and I think it really paints a clear and sobering message of what's going on in our country, and also leads us to consider why these things are so and what we can do about it. But I will continue with the part where he writes, and I quote, "When our leaders say everything is on the table, including atomic bombs, what is it that keeps us from flooding the streets? And what should we think of a crowd like this one? Each year, things get worse. And each year, we turn out the usual suspects for this event. Our fury grows, but our numbers don't. And this tells us that nobody's listening, or maybe that we're not hoping loud enough." And then Mr. Fournier goes on to write, quote, "I'd like to challenge the idea that Americans aren't in the streets and aren't writing their members of Congress and aren't here today because they're stupid or irresponsible." And he's referring to this event that he's at, and apparently from a speech that he gave in Connecticut. "What I'm discovering as a candidate," Mr. Fournier writes, "let me back up. What I'm discovering as a candidate for public office with a license to talk to strangers is a consensus among ordinary people that national moorings have been cut by the government. And he goes on to say, the people I've been talking to as a candidate reveal a silent but desperate struggle to find out, to find something on the trashed social landscape to hang on to. He's talking about, as a candidate, the desperation and the befuddlement he senses in the American people. And he goes on to say, the American people are learning that their leaders are crooks. They sense a catastrophe ahead with a loss of income, loss of property, health, even the necessities of life. For the long term, they grieve quietly over the society that seems to loom for their grandchildren. And they agree that government officials have acted with utmost cowardice, pretending that things are fine and in every way driving us in the direction we've been going, despite our pleas. The people I've been talking to don't know what to believe. They don't worry about nuclear catastrophe because they don't know for certain whether they should be worried about such things. They live in a world not of facts, but of competing notions. Let me repeat that one, ladies and gentlemen, that Mr. Fournier writes here. The American people live in a world not of facts, but of competing notions. And I'll have more to say about that a little later. He goes on to say, it's not a fact that species evolved over millions of years, but a theory. It's not a fact that fuel burning is toxic, but a matter of scientific opinion. It's not a fact that drowning prisoners is torture, but a legal question that depends on other circumstances. We are left to pick and choose what to believe, and this keeps us confused and alienated from each other, and makes us, the people I've been talking to. And he goes on to say, the people I've been talking to feel compelled to deny the worst. The criminals who govern us have injured our earth, damaged our republic, put us in mortal danger, and we seem to be unaware of our dire situation. Witnesses to an atrocity, we turn away because we feel unable to act. And this is where I believe this writer has kind of tapped into why we see things the way that we see them these days, and why people seem to be so apathetic or powerless or disinterested. And there's a little more here to this article, Silent Majorities. I'll keep reading, and it goes on as follows. The people I've been talking to are afraid, afraid to dissent and afraid to look powerless and foolish. Should they turn out for an anti-war rally with a handful of people? Will they be photographed and herded into free speech zones where their grievances will bounce around among themselves? A stranger calls on the phone and asks their political opinions, and they don't know who it is or who will hear their responses. They do know or suspect that they're being spied on, and so they say what they think everyone else is saying. We're told that enemies are in our midst, and our biggest fear is not that any of the million or so terrorists out there will do us any harm, but that we will be counted among them. And so we take off our shoes in the airport and buy newspapers that lie to us, and pretend to support the troops and stay away from gatherings like this one. It's not that people are apathetic or complacent. They're damaged and discouraged. I'm not suggesting that everybody agrees with us, but I'm finding that ordinary people are a hell of a lot better citizens than we've been led to believe. Silent majorities, like the people I've been talking to, may not readily align themselves with certain groups or movements, but there is a tacit determination among them to try to do what's best for future generations. And that's what we're doing here today, the writer Stephen Fournier said, and what I think was a speech. He concluded, that's what we're doing here today, and each of us speaks for legions of fearful, politically chilled, misinformed neighbors who simply want their children's children to be able to say, Grandma and Grandpa tried. Grandma and Grandpa tried. So that's a very interesting article by Stephen Fournier, an apparent congressional candidate. I'll try and maybe find him and get him on the air sometime here soon. That's his article, Silent Majorities. And anyone that might want a copy of this article can contact the radio station. The website is republicbroadcasting.org, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443. A very interesting article, and what I'd like to say about this article, ladies and gentlemen, is the apathy and the feeling of powerlessness that this writer sensed as he talked to members of the public stems from a lot of things. There are a lot of ways that people assume they can redress the grievances they have with the government, the local government or the national one, whatever it might be. There are lots of things we've been told that we can do to make our nation a better place. We've been told as we're growing up that ballots are more important than bullets, so to speak. That if you have a bad political office holder or a bad policy, that you can just vote it out or vote that person out and vote something better in. And a lot of people have been led to believe over many, many years that if they just go and vote once or twice a year, once every 2 years, once every 4 years, whatever it might be, that that's all they have to do. Just vote and go home and dip the suds and watch the sports. Unfortunately, it's not quite that simple. As cliche as it sometimes sounds these days, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And the many ways that we think we can make a difference are almost like roads that have been blocked. And those roads are ballot access, voting machines, the media, and just the way the ruling class works. Now, there are others, and of course I would welcome suggestions, but let's talk about a couple of these things before the next break. And, for instance, ballot access. One of the things that would certainly put our nation on a better footing would be equal access to ballots for all alternative and mainstream political parties and individual independent candidates. There should be no favoritism whatsoever for getting on a ballot. And unfortunately, we have that. That's the most distant thing I can even imagine these days. We have nothing like that. The Republicans and Democrats, who seem to be opponents, that's what they tell us. They're at each other's throats. They don't agree on hardly anything. In fact, collaborate very well in keeping alternative parties and candidates off the ballots, making it virtually impossible for someone to, say, run for the governor of Indiana as an independent or run for the presidency as a member of the Constitution Party like Chuck Baldwin, who we just featured in American Free Press. If we had equal ballot access, and this is an issue we'll touch on much more in future broadcasts of this show, we would have a nation where the dominant parties would no longer reign supreme. They would no longer have this monopoly on the political discourse, on the political debate. You would just as easily see a Libertarian or Constitution Party on the stage for a debate as you would a Republican or a Democrat. Joe Sobrand, the well-known columnist, has said you can get 30-some flavors of ice cream, you can go to a restaurant and get umpteen choices on the menu, but the menu for the presidency or for your congressional office always ends up having two items on it, Democrat or Republican. Which flavor would you like? And many Americans, more and more Americans, are saying neither one. Thank you very much. So ballot access, I submit, is one of the main avenues toward reinvigorating and solving our problems, reinvigorating our nation. But that avenue has been blocked, and I think that needs much more focus in this day and age, particularly in this election year, where many more Americans can begin to talk to their Secretary of State at the state level or talk to their local election clerk at the county level or even at the township or city level or village level and ask them about this. Why is it that Democrats and Republicans don't have to gather signatures to get on the ballot, but other candidates and other parties or independents have to spend all their time gathering tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of signatures, only to see many of them invalidated? And all that effort eats up precious time and resources that could be used for regular campaigning. And then we no longer would have such a temptation for our media to play favorites with the dominant parties. We'll be back right after these messages with One World Collide. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure,
Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
And we return to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've been quoting from Silent Majorities, an interesting thought-provoking article from Stephen Fournier, an apparent congressional candidate, something I was sent to me recently in my email, and I thought I'd share it with the audience. And as I said before the break, much of our frustration in the nation is born of the fact that many of the avenues that we've traditionally honored and cherished as ways to restore our nation have been blocked by the ruling class, and perhaps in effect by our own disinterest in what's going on, perhaps a combination of both. And as I was talking about before the break, ballot access is perhaps one of the major issues that's been underexplored, if not unexplored, and it really, other than Richard Winger of Ballot Access News, who has a very good website, I believe it's ballotaccessnews.com. Other than Richard Winger, there really hasn't been a lot done on this issue, and it's something that I think is crucial to where all parties and all candidates would have equal access to ballots without certain parties being assigned minority status and having to spend all their time getting signatures. That way, people with much more divergent ideas and much more divergent views, many more constitutional people would have a much better shot at getting into Congress, at running for state offices, local offices. And with that, we'd have lawmakers and policymakers who come from a much wider array of opinions than the stifling, boxed-in, Democratic, Republican, donkey and elephant show that we get these days that passes for vibrant discussion, it passes for meaningful debate, and lots of alternatives to what to do with our nation. But in fact, it's the same old story, same old song and dance over and over and over again. And this ballot access blockade that I'm talking about is a major avenue that needs to be cleared so the right people with the right ideas can get into office and clean up this mess in our nation. And really that, ladies and gentlemen, I submit is the real vote fraud, the real election fraud. We have the confirmed news of electronic voting machines being rigged to where pressing the button for candidate A records differently in the machine, and the machine records that you actually voted for candidate B, even though you voted for candidate A in your own knowledge, in your own opinion. So rigged voting machines such as the OptiScan machines from Sequoia and Hart and Diebold and things of that are a real problem. There's no doubt about it. Whether they're the OptiScan or the touchscreen, if they can be tampered with, if they can be programmed to misrepresent how people vote, or if they just malfunction a lot or a little bit of both, this is all very, very important. It's been chronicled in AFP and elsewhere, and in this election year, we certainly want to think about that thing, that issue. But ballot access, I submit, is really the real vote fraud, the real election fraud, because we really don't have all the candidates coming before us that we need to hear. We're not getting exposed to all the candidates that are out there. Even if they do make the ballot, the media plays its role in sort of filtering or censoring them out. And so you can be running on an alternative party's platform, you can be their candidate, and yet you'll get no press or almost no press. And in essence, what the voters are given is the dominant parties, your Democrats and Republicans. They get all the press coverage and things of that nature. And people then don't even hear about the other candidates that are out there. And when they go to the ballot to vote and they go in the voting booth, if they see the names of those other candidates that they never read about in the paper or never heard about on the radio, they don't know who they are, they don't know what to make of them, so they almost by instinct will not vote for those candidates who might be a lot better than the Democrats and Republicans. And that's if those candidates make the ballot in the first place. So that brings us to our next stage in the blocking out of the American people from correcting and fixing their own nation. Beyond ballot access blockades, we have rigged machines, and then beyond that, we have this media disconnect, as I call it, and I'd love to take some calls on this. Of course, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. It's always instructive and informative to hear stories from around the country on where people think the media did the right thing, but certainly stories of media cover-ups, censoring, filtering, things of that nature, particularly with regards to politics, political candidates, and so on. But beyond ballot access and rigged machines, this media disconnect is a very big one, because regardless of what the machines do, whether they're rigged or not, whether they're even able to be rigged, and regardless of ballot access, as important as that issue is, I think maybe even overridingly important, beyond all that, we have the media itself. And certainly after the break, I'll go into this in more detail. But the media itself then plays its role in only accepting advertising money in any amounts, that is, from the dominant party candidates. And in return, those candidates get the lion's share, if not all, of the media coverage in exchange for their advertising. And naturally, they get more campaign contributions because they're given favorable media treatment and ballot access in the first place. So, of course, they get more PAC money. Things of that nature. So we'll talk about that more after the break. Stay tuned here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
And we now return to One World Collide here at RBN. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer. And if you're just tuning in, I've been talking about an article that was sent to me, Silent Majorities, and kind of doing some commentary spinning off of that. That article paints a picture of our national dilemma and the powerlessness that many Americans feel often. And it was written by Stephen Fournier, who I understand is a congressional candidate. I haven't confirmed that. The article itself was so good, even if it was anonymous, it wouldn't matter. And it had a lot of points. And I had outlined, since reading that article, some of our major problems are caused by the fact that what we normally think of as corrective measures have been blocked or compromised or otherwise done away with or diluted. And, of course, equal access to ballots, as I've mentioned, has been done away with. There's a blockade against all but Democrats and Republicans to have fair and equal access to ballots. And then we have rigged voting machines, the electronic variety, of course, being most notable, and the media disconnect. And that is where the media doesn't even tell you about certain alternative candidates, even if they do make the ballot. And that's a very important point in this whole discussion. And I think that is in part what the writer, Mr. Fournier, meant when he wrote in his article that Americans live not in a world of facts, but of competing notions. And that is what is sometimes called He Said, She Said in the news media, where everything is just one opinion versus another, and there's really no way of determining what's true and what isn't. And that's unavoidable to a point, fair enough. There are things that are theoretical and are hard to nail down. They're hard to fully understand. And it's more or less normal to say, well, one guy says this and another scientist says that. But that's not true on all issues. Some issues are much more clear-cut than we're told, sometimes more clear-cut than we ourselves even realize. And I think in politics and in economics, that's true. I don't think economics is as mysterious a topic as we're told. And certainly when he says we live not in a world of facts but of competing notions, that definitely applies to economics. The top brass in our government and the major media and all the think tanks and foundations will tell us, for example, that we don't need tariffs on imports, that that's protectionism, and protectionism is bad. And it's interesting that in that area we hear no debate, but we hear just a thundering opinion, always to one side, protectionism is bad. Well, this media disconnect that we're talking about here today, that's one of the major areas. Not just economics in general, but tariffs in particular. If we don't want our country to be flooded with foreign imports, tariffs are a very good idea. They were used as the main source of revenue by the federal government for the first 125 years of its existence. And these import taxes, import tariffs, are a very fair way of taxing in this country. And they do not tax the domestic economy, but they put the tax on those foreign manufacturers or foreign-based manufacturers that want the privilege of selling in our markets. And for that privilege, for that on-ramp into our markets, they should pay an entry fee, a toll, if you will, and that's in the form of an import tariff. And that is a necessary thing. Even Thomas Jefferson and, yes, Adam Smith both spoke in favor of U.S. manufacturing, the need for it, and the need to protect the basic manufacture of our nations, as they put it. And this is an issue that is one of the forbidden topics in the media and in the way the media really disconnects the people from solutions or potential solutions to our many problems. And that is what in turn leads to this sense of powerlessness that we read about today in the Silent Majorities article. And so the media's disconnection definitely comes along in terms of economics in that area, but in other areas too. And it could be as simple as your congressman's voting record. I've mentioned this on the show before, but not in so much depth. We just had a congressional candidate on earlier in the show, and certainly he wouldn't have any qualms about his voting record being published in the newspaper, but chances are your local congressman's voting record is rarely published in your local paper, except on issues that he sponsors or legislation that he or she sponsors or thinks is important. But rarely is there a overall tally, in-depth, consistent every day or every week or at least once a month of the local congressman's voting record. And this, again, is where the media disconnects people from what's happening. If you elect someone to go to Congress and you don't know how they're voting, then you don't even know what you've done when you voted for them. You don't know what sort of results you're getting from your vote. You've given your endorsement, but you have nothing to show for it. You have nothing to read or to consult to see how your so-called investment, if you will, is panning out. And so, along with ballot access blockades and rigged voting machines, we have this media disconnect where we don't know how our elected members of Congress or state legislators are voting. And once again, the people are closed off from correcting their own nation in those three areas. And so much more can be said, so much more stems from these three areas I'm talking about. There's a lot of characteristics to them. But those are in broad brushstrokes, those are the three areas. There are more, but those are three major ones where Americans need to sit back and think about what's happening in their nation, why it's happening, and what they can do about it. And I would suggest calling your local newspaper, wherever it may be, and making some noise, saying we'd like to see once a week the local congressman's tally on how they voted on major bills, amendments to bills, whether they voted to override a presidential veto. It might be something like that. And it really cannot be just left to the local papers only running articles when the local congressman issues a press release, for example. Because if that's the case, then the paper is only printing what the congressman wants to be printed. And that really doesn't do much good at all. The press release might be of some value. It might be of some interest, true. But there's much more to it than that. A lot more questions need to be asked about the issues that the congressman is not talking about, and find out what they think about the potential of attacking Iran at such a critical time in that issue. What do they think about China's treatment of Americans during the Olympics and the events that are unfolding over there, some of them very troubling? Our members of Congress, not just the Bush administration, not just President Bush, disagreeable though he may be, need to be called to the carpet, because it's members of Congress who have let this president get away with these things, not calling for impeachment, not protesting all the executive orders and presidential decision directives and things of that nature. Members of Congress are very much responsible for what's going on. They transferred their congressional trade and commerce oversight authority to the World Trade Organization back in 1994. Congress long ago handed over its power for declaring war to the executive branch. I don't think the executive branch so much asked for it necessarily, but Congress just gave that power away. It's not right, and it's put our nation into a bind where any president can simply say, we're going to go to war, and Congress just sits back and rubber stamps that decision without actually taking the active initiative to explore what the situation is, research it a little bit, and then decide whether it is worth committing our nation's blood and treasure to armed conflict. And these are the things that aren't happening, and I submit that the media disconnect has a lot to do with this. So people don't even know how their congressmen are voting or what they're doing. So when these actions come up, they seem to come up out of nowhere because there's been no advance indication of how the member of Congress is behaving in public office, being paid a lot of money with ultra solid gold health insurance paid for by the taxpayers behind that salary. So think about these issues, ladies and gentlemen, ballot access, rigged voting machines, this disconnect of the media and the way it doesn't give you information you need on your elected members of Congress. And these are the three, I believe, crucial issues in this election year to think about. I will mention, of course, that when it comes to keeping people in public office in check, there is the event coming up, the Andover, Massachusetts Law Conference. And that's a very crucial precedent-setting conference, I believe. And in short, what I just reported in American Free Press is that the well-known former L.A. prosecutor, Vincent Bugliosi, will now be there. It's September 13th and 14th in Andover, Massachusetts, and it's a war crimes legal planning conference where a dean of a New England law school, Dean Lawrence Lavelle, who's been on this show, is planning to convene this meeting to work with other legal minds and scholars from around the country, including Vincent Bugliosi, to actually see if members of the Bush administration can be tried for war crimes based on the Iraq and, I presume, Afghanistan conflicts or occupations, if you will. But I digress. As important as that conference is, and the AFP will be there to cover it, members of Congress have been very much complicit in all of this, enabling the chief executive to continue to have a monopoly on deciding whether this nation goes into war by not protesting executive orders, by not making a difference. Congress was not supposed to be the weakest branch of the three branches of government, the legislative, judicial, and executive. Congress was supposed to be the strongest of the three branches. and the founders made members of Congress electable every 2 years to hold them accountable. And so Congress, rather than being the strongest of the three branches as intended, has become the weakest. Now the presidency and the courts are stronger than our Congress, and much of this sense of powerlessness that people have comes from that. So maybe that's even a fourth plank to our discussion today. Ballot access, rigged voting machines, media disconnect and propaganda, and fourth, Congress abdicating its responsibilities and its properly delegated powers that are found in the Constitution. And there's a relationship of all those things to each other. They sort of enable each other. And I believe that goes a long way in explaining the duress in this nation. And naturally, any input is welcome on this and other issues. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Nevertheless, the issues of impeachment are important, and there have been some members of Congress, Dennis Kucinich, of course, some state representatives, such as New Hampshire's Betty Hall, who have tried to get Congress to get off its duff, which I've been lamenting here, and to actually do something about this runaway presidency. And you might say belatedly the issue of impeachment has been put into the pipeline. At this point in time, it's hard to say exactly where that will go. Getting so close to the election and to the changing of the guard at the White House. But this law conference that I've talked about here in Andover goes beyond impeachment, and it really gets into a much more in-depth analysis of what should be done with Bush administration officials after they leave office. And you can call anyone interested in this law conference or other issues we've discussed today can also contact RBN itself. You can call 800-313-9443. There are other numbers listed on the website, which is republicbroadcasting.org. And through the station, you can get my email and other information if you need to make inquiries about anything discussed on this show or any guests we've had. Lots of upcoming events, how to go to those events, where to get information on attending can all be obtained through the station and therefore through me. So I would suggest inquiring into those things as much as possible. I'll try to make sure that all the contact information that I would need or that you would need to get a hold of me certainly is there. The issues that we've covered today are pretty numerous. And 2-hour live radio certainly has its challenges. Some of the other issues we've had in American Free Press recently are certainly notable. One of my favorites, and you can, I believe you can look this up on our website, AmericanFreePress.net. Certainly you can call or contact the newspaper, 888-699-NEWS, for subscription information. Also, to get single issues, such as issue number 30, July 28. I highly recommend this issue, among others. Victor Thorne is an author and writer for the paper. As his name might suggest, he's probably a thorn in the side to those in the power structure. He's had some very good pieces on 9/11. He's written a book on Flight 93, a phantom flight, as he calls it, Phantom Flight 93, highly recommended. You can also get that book by calling 888-699-NEWS, or you can write to AFP at 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Suite 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. And one of the articles that we just brought out in issue number 30 is about one of the, I guess, less discussed aspects of 9/11, and that's what AFP tries to do. We try to cover areas of even well-discussed issues that are sometimes overlooked. And one of those areas is certainly Flight 93, and specifically the very distinct probability, not even possibility, but probability that what landed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and created a crater a relatively small crater without any plane wreckage whatsoever was very likely a missile, and that the actual plane, Flight 93, was shot down and landed not too far away in New Baltimore, Pennsylvania. That area was cordoned off, and everyone was led to believe by the explosion in Shanksville that that's where the plane crashed. Well, there's emerging evidence beyond the fact that you could not make a cell phone call aboard a commercial jetliner in those days in 2001. Beyond the fact that cell phone calls could not be made, especially from 30,000, 35,000 feet at that time, you have the fact that many witnesses in their yard saw in-flight magazines and parts of seats coming down in their yard and things of that nature. Stay tuned after these messages. We'll delve a little bit more into this as we wind up today's show here on RBN.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
We now return to One World Collide, winding up today's show. Before the break, I was summarizing some comments by an apparent congressional candidate on the State of the Nation, and I had outlined ballot access, rigged machines, rigged voting machines, the media disconnect, not giving us the information we need and presenting false options or forbidding certain topics, and Congress giving up its powers and becoming the weakest branch rather than the strongest of the three branches of government. these, I believe, are in fact four crucial areas where, if they were corrected or at least sent in that direction, many of the downers, if you will, the challenging and often depressing developments in our country could be turned around. And I also had touched on some things in AFP that you can read about, such as very interesting revelations on Flight 93 by Victor Thorne. And you can call 888-699-NEWS, ask about the book Phantom Flight 93, certainly to be a topic soon here on When Worlds Collide as the, let me see, 7th anniversary of 9/11 approaches. And we'll soon be discussing that topic in much more depth and getting into certain episodes of that overall disaster to show that the government's conspiracy theory holds no water whatsoever. And that's not as difficult to do as many doubters and doubting Thomases might believe. And so that's something we look forward to on this show, along with alternative candidates. If we're going to talk about ballot access being blocked and keeping optional candidates off the ballot, we're going to talk to those candidates. Not that we'll ignore Democrats and Republicans, but we'll soon have other candidates from other parties running for Congress, running for president, whatever it might be on this show. Ron Paul's been a blessing to the nation in many ways, as we've outlined, but he's not the only game in town for president. He, of course, is no longer a presidential candidate officially, but there are other people to support, other people to think about, other ideas to hear, and they don't necessarily contradict Ron Paul. In many ways, they complement him. So that'll be some interesting developments that we'll have on this show in the near future as well, since it's an election year, along with the 9/11 anniversary coming up. And so much more will be discussed on this show. And I wanted to mention, just sort of recap, what I had talked about earlier, and that's the August 8th money bomb that AccountabilityNowPAC.com. That's AccountabilityNowPAC, like Political Action Committee.com, has been pushing forward. They've raised about $160,000 on August 8th, which is the anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation from the presidency. And that's not a whole lot of money, but what is interesting, and it sort of ties together everything we've said today, is they're talking about a kind of a new-sounding concept called transpartisanship, where people, regardless of their disagreement on issues like abortion or homosexuality, are coming together on protecting our civil liberties and national sovereignty. So maybe this transpartisanship will lead us to greener pastures. But anyway, it's been great doing the show today. Live coming from RBN, I'm Mark Anderson with When Worlds Collide. We'll see you next Tuesday on the radio.
Men.